We need to have some real talk because there's one big marketing mistake that I see a lot of wellness business owners making, and they don't even realize they're making it. And we need to figure out if that's you too. If you're someone who's making this mistake, it is easily costing you clients, sales, and obviously income. And with just one simple shift, you can solve this problem. You can save your marketing material and quickly start making more sales, attracting a bigger audience, and connecting deeper with your people. Let's find out if you too are making this marketing mistake and how you can turn it around ASAP so you can feel good about selling again. Stay tuned. Hey there, I'm Shawn Miner, and this is Unstuck Entrepreneur. I'm a former nutritionist who turned a struggling, stressful nutrition practice into a thriving, freedom-filled online business where I work from home in my sweatpants while reaching and helping thousands of people all at the same time. Now I'm obsessed with showing other heart-centered coaches, practitioners, and solopreneurs how to build a business and life they love. Consider this podcast your safe space to learn both the inner work and practical strategies required to build the impactful, profitable business of your dreams. No hustle, grind, or long hours required. That's right, hustle culture, not welcome here. Let's get into today's session. Hey, hey there, friends. Welcome back to the Unstuck Entrepreneur podcast. So grateful to have you here. So grateful for your support of this show. Means the world to me. And I hope you enjoyed the last 5 episodes before this one where we went through and did things a little differently, had a little challenge for you, had episodes come out every other day for over a week. That was cool. What I realized, you know, I've been podcasting for almost 8 years now and have put out an episode every single week like clockwork. In some cases, if I'm taking a break, they've been repeat episodes, but I think I've only missed 1 or 2 weeks in the past 8 years almost. And for some of that time, I was even doing 2 a week, either having overlapping podcasts or doing 2 episodes on 1 podcast a week. It was just, I podcasted a lot. And I've just always stuck with this feeling or this thinking that you just put out an episode a week, you stay consistent with it. And obviously that is great. And that's what a lot of people do. And it's definitely what I recommend if you're just starting with your podcast. But then I'm like, you know what? I don't have to do that. I can do whatever I want. If I want to put out multiple episodes in 1 week, if I want to do this challenge and put out 5 episodes every other day for 10 days, why not? Let's do it. Let's mix it up a little bit. So anyway, that's what happened. And I hope you enjoyed it. It also was a lesson for me, or just a reminder, and I'm just saying this here so that you can be reminded of this too, to use your content, any and all content that you create, especially content that has really helped people, that was really impactful, and that you really are proud of, use it to its fullest extent. So as you probably noticed, and you may have been a part of this in the past too, I hosted that challenge back in April of 2021 in a kind of live format. And I had these recordings of it that I was just kind of not doing anything with, haven't done anything with for 1.5 years. But I really loved that challenge. I put a lot of work into creating that challenge for people, and to have it just sitting there collecting dust when it was something I'm really proud of and I know helped a lot of people, it didn't make sense. So as I'm kind of thinking about how can I best use and reuse and squeeze the most out of all of this content that I'm creating for my business, when I have something that is an audio recording of something that would be really helpful to you as podcast listeners, I'm going to use it. So now that I've gotten into that frame of mind and starting to think more about that, it is possible that you will start seeing like recordings of past coaching calls I've had where I still have that audio, maybe the audio of some videos I've done where you don't need to actually see me to get the message. And I will put those up on the podcast too, because you know what? We all can do whatever we want with the platforms that we have. We don't have to stick to any rules. Number 1 lesson here. And number 2 lesson, squeeze the most out of your content. Be sure to use it to the best of your ability. Be sure as many people get in touch with that content as possible, which means potentially bringing it back after a year and a half or 3 years or 5 years if it still resonates and the message is still clear. Just remember that what you are creating today can be reused over and over and should be reused over and over again. So it's not all like you spent hours on this thing and then it never sees the light of the day. It doesn't have to be that way and shouldn't be that way. So if you have no idea what I'm talking about, go back. The past 5 episodes before this episode was a client attraction challenge that I put together for all of you who are wanting to attract more people to your work, to get more paying clients. It's like the 5 things that you really need to consider first and foremost when getting into that space of attraction, client attraction. So head back there and get started on those after you listen to this episode. And to take you back to one of the conversations within that challenge, we talked about the need to get really, really clear and defined and confident on who you help and how you help them. In the business world, this is called defining your niche or niche, your ideal customer. If you are in my world, my orbit, I like to call it the dream client. I have noticed over the years of helping wellness professionals with their businesses that this is a big, major, huge sticking point. They might know that this is a big, huge sticking point for them, but a lot of people don't realize that they are resisting creating and defining a niche, or that they think they have a niche, but it's not nearly specific enough. There's just a lot of stuckness, since this is the Unstuck Entrepreneur Podcast, around the idea of figuring out your niche, especially in the wellness world. And so let me ask you this question. On a scale of 1 to 10, how confident are you in your niche? Now, this is not asking you how specific you think your niche is, how much you love your niche, how popular or unpopular your niche is. That's not what I'm asking. I'm asking you how confident you are in your niche. And that's a very specific feeling. And when you get to the point where you are thinking about and talking about and sharing about and telling everyone who you help and how you help them and the specific transformation that you provide people, what is your level of confidence there? And if you answered anything other than a 10, we gotta talk, because I have something for you. I have something to help you get that to a 10, because honestly, it needs to be a 10 if you want your business to grow. You really should be screaming from the rooftops about what you do and who you help and how you help them and the problems you solve. That is when we have a growing business on our hands. And if you're not at that 10, I have a class that I created just for you. It is called Niche Confident. Huh, how clever, how specific, how obvious and clear of what it is. I created this for the wellness coach or practitioner who needs more clarity in their business so that they can approach their business and their potential clients with this confidence that we absolutely 100% need. And when you have that confidence, think about it, then you obviously are more confident in your business. But that means that your potential clients are more confident in you. And when they are more confident in you, they become paying clients. So when you have this confidence in who you help, how you help them, and that transformation that you provide these people, then your clients are more confident in you. And that is a requirement before people give you their credit card and say, here, take my money, I want your help. They need to feel confident in your ability to help them, that you are the right person for them, that you, quote unquote, get them. And we're going to talk about that in this episode. So if you are someone who has spent a little too much time going back and forth on what you want your niche to be, on what you think your niche should be, this is for you. And I can tell you right now, figuring out and defining and getting confident and comfortable in your niche should not take months and months and months. We got better things to do, my friend. So let's cut that. If you spent a little too much time here in this gray zone, we need to get you confident. If that's you, niche confident is for you. If you keep talking yourself out of niching down, as it's known in this business world of ours, if you keep talking yourself out of that because you fear that it'll be too limiting, that you might turn possible paying clients down or anything like that, you need to be inside niche competent. Or if you have a niche and you've decided on it and you're feeling pretty good about it, but then you find yourself not really speaking to it, not really staying on that topic, kind of breezing around it, kind of still staying too general with the content that you do create, then this is for you too. Inside Niche Confident, I'm going to walk you through my step-by-step six-part process to becoming confident in who you help and how you help them. So we're going to create your dream client statement, and that will be the defining factor of your business from here on out and will attract the right people to your work with ease. So we're going to do all of that together. I know that I don't need to tell you that knowing your niche is the single most important thing to your business and the number one thing you need to do right away, even before you design your website, even before you print out your business cards or all the like little tangible stuff we like to do to fiddle with to make it seem like we're building a business. Nope, we got to stop that right now and go back to figuring out who you help and how you help them. Because that is the guiding force behind everything else in your business, everything you do and create and design in your business. Your website will be based off of your niche. So we've got to start there. And then your business can quite seamlessly flow after that happens. So let's start now. Let's get this going. This is your chance because right now, this entire Niche Confident course that I have just created for you, it's hot off the presses. It's just $97 until the end of the month as a special introductory offer since it is brand new. And then it's going to jump up to $197. So you're getting a 50% off right now. As of next month, it will jump up to the price of $197. Be sure to get on it now. I mean, is it even possible to get any sort of business training for under $100? This is like not normally possible. So this is your chance. Under $100 will get you started on your business journey the right way. Whether you are just starting out right now and you know this is the first thing you need to do, or you're down the road of your business and you're realizing, oops, I never actually took the time and energy to get confident in this part of my business. And now I can see why maybe my business hasn't been going the way I've been wanting it to go. Let's take a step back and get niche confident and then move on from there. So $97 gets you access to the entire Niche Confident course. It'll be a lifetime access, my step-by-step training. You will also get a workbook, of course, because if you've worked with me before, you know I love a good workbook. How else are we going to get all this work done and really feel good about what we're doing if we don't have a safe place to do the work? And you're also going to get my magnetic messaging workbook as well. And there's one more limited time offer that I am gifting to you. When you join Niche Confident now, you also have the opportunity to have your dream client statement reviewed and critiqued by me. How fun is that? I think that's going to be a great time. I will let you know, once you give me your best work, I will let you know what you need to shift, what words need to be changed, what you need to do to make that a more comprehensive, clear statement that you feel good about. SeanMiner.com/niche is where you go to get this special offer. Remember, it is expiring. It will go up by over 50% very, very soon at the end of the month. So be sure to get in now, SeanMiner.com/niche. Can't wait to see you there. Speaking of all of this, today is something that really goes along with this conversation. We kind of blend it all in together, and it is a very super duper important conversation. Please take what I am saying today and be honest with yourself and your business and your marketing materials, and do a little audit after what we talk about today. It is probably the most common mistake that I see coaches and practitioners make when it comes to their marketing. It's a really big deal, and it's a really big thing keeping you from making more sales. Obviously, marketing is there to make sales, to appeal to the right people and turn lurkers into buyers. And what you might be doing, this mistake that you might be making that honestly you don't even know you're making, I have a really good feeling about that, is keeping those, it's turning lurkers into like not for me-ers. Just like, I don't know what's going on here, I'm gone. And we don't want that, obviously. If you are a coach or practitioner, there is a good chance that you are using practitioner speak. Practitioner speak is what I call it when you use your words to create your content and marketing and not their words. So here's the difference. Your words are based on your knowledge, your skill, your experience, your education, everything that you know on your particular topic, the problem that you solve, the work that you do with people. It's your default, and that's totally fine and expected. That's normal. Your default is to use the words that are in your brain that come to you naturally, the words that perhaps you've learned as you've been trained. So it's a combination of that, and it's also the idea in your brain that you want to sound like you know what you're talking about. Like you are an expert and professional, you want to showcase your knowledge. So that's kind of the other side of this token. And the thing with that is, it's actually kind of doing the opposite. It's actually turning your potential clients off. Why? Because those aren't their words. They don't connect with those words and phrases that you're using, and so you're losing them. You aren't creating that connection that is absolutely essential to get people to know, like, and trust you. So their words are what they think and feel about their problems, their symptoms, their needs, wants, goals, desires, wishes, dreams, all that stuff. Their words are what they say to their friends and family when they're talking about what they're going through, when they're talking about how they're feeling and how they want to feel and what's not going right and what they want to go better. As they're having these conversations with other people and even in their own head, potentially more often in their own head, those are their words. It's what they put into Google when they're trying to find a solution to their problem. What words are they using? And so you have a role of being, yes, a coach and or practitioner, and you also have a role of being a marketer. And when you have those two roles, your job is to match your words with their words. So you figure out your message, what you want to showcase, what you want them to know, and you kind of do this little dance of figuring out how you can take that message and put it into their words. That is the only way that you will get your audience and potential clients to know you, like you, and trust you. And we've talked about the know, like, and trust factor a lot here on the Unstuck Entrepreneur podcast. That is going along with this entire theme of this episode, the confidence that you need your clients to feel in working with you, the know, like, and trust, the connection. All of those things are needed before someone hands you their credit card and says, yes, I want what you have to offer. So let me give you an example. This is an example I made up and is pretty obvious, but I'm telling you, friends, I see things very similar to this all the time. So yes, I made this up, but I was thinking of what I see as I was coming up with this. All right, so we have example number one. I help people re-inoculate their guts with beneficial flora and repair intestinal permeability to restore normal bowel function. Or example number two, I help people with constipation heal their gut so they can poop regularly and beat the bloat. Which one sounds like a better connection point for the person who is constipated and bloated and their stomach hurts and they can't fit into their jeans after lunch and they're struggling? And they just want to figure out how the heck they can poop regularly without having to take, you know, a laxative. Which one's going to be more appealing? Let me say them again. I help people re-inoculate their guts with beneficial flora and repair intestinal permeability to restore normal bowel function. I know this is extreme, but I'm telling you, I see things similar to this. Or I help people with constipation heal their gut so they can poop regularly and beat the bloat. I don't know about you, but I am going with the person that promises to help me poop regularly. Yes, please help. I need this. I am not doing that right now. I'm struggling. I'm all yours. Right? Do you see the difference? It is saying the same thing, but when you have that practitioner hat on and you're like, yes, I just learned about re-inoculation and intestinal permeability and all these big, beautiful words that no one else knows unless you're a practitioner or a coach. But your clients know what poop is. They know what constipation is and they know what bloating feels like. And that's their problem. So when you get out of using practitioner speak and start using their words, you get your clients into this place of, OMG, you get me. People feel seen, heard, understood, and acknowledged when they feel like someone is in their head speaking directly to them, using the words and phrases that they have going on over and over and over in their head. When you speak directly to their problems, their goals, and desires. So what better way is there to establish that trust and immediately make you their person, their go-to authority over anyone else, all the other people in the world that are helping re-inoculate guts and repair intestinal permeability? They're busy saying that and using these fancy words, and you're just telling people, hey, I'll help you poop regularly again. Who do you think is going to have more clients, is going to attract a bigger audience, is going to make more sales? It seems pretty obvious, right? And what's even better, this means that you're making those sales without even needing to worry about increasing your audience or getting more followers or anything like that. So many people are focused on and really have, for some reason, decided that's the thing that's going to increase their income. It doesn't have to be about that. And it's not really about that. Instead, it's just about changing your words so that you create a better connection with the people that are already in your audience. Even if your audience is like 20 people right now, It's just like the people that you know in your town or your Facebook friends or whatever. There are people in that audience right now that if you just used the right words and you figured out what was going on in their heads, would feel that connection with you and would want to become paying clients. So you don't need to worry about getting more people. Worry about building the connection with the people that you do have. And guess what? As you're busy doing that, then your audience automatically grows too, because you're using the right words now. So I hope you can see that it's actually a pretty simple fix. I'm not going to say it's easy, because it does take time. It takes practice. There's learning and growing and understanding and changing to do. So I'm not going to say, oh, it's easy. Just go do this. It'll take you 5 minutes. It's not that, but it is simple. It's a simple fix. You're simply changing your words. And the way that you start with this, the way you figure out what words to use, is to really, truly understand your dream client from a deep, deep level. Get into their head. Go through their day. Listen to the conversations they're having. And all of this is what we do in the magnetic messaging workbook. So I will guide you through this process of figuring out what those words and phrases are. So you don't have to worry about that, but you need to get clear on it. You need to take the time to do it and continue to do it over and over again. Continue to refine it as you learn more. As potentially you get more clients, then you start learning even more about them and understanding them even more. And that just continues to fuel this messaging work that you're doing. So that's the first thing. Figure out their words. Then I want you to do an audit on your stuff. Things that you've potentially already created in your business, even if it's just social media posts or something right now. But if you have any landing pages, sales pages, emails, freebies, social media posts, like I said, whatever content you are creating, you have created in your business, go back and do an audit and get honest with yourself. Are you using your words or their words? Would that dream client read that and be like, OMG, they're in my head, they get me? Are you creating those moments in all of your content? There really are these kind of tests to pass that you should be looking through these lenses when you're creating any and all content. That first test is like, OMG, you get me. Does it pass that test where someone would read that who is your dream client, not you in your head, but them in their heads, and feel that way, like the you get me factor. And then second, this is like a bonus tip that we didn't talk about in this episode, but probably will in a future episode, the fourth grader test, meaning that it is simple and clear, not clever and cutesy and all these metaphors and made up words and made up phrases. And again, really heavy, big things that only you as the coach or practitioner knows. Can a fourth grader understand your content? Do they get the message if they are in fourth grade? That is how simple, clear, and easy to understand we want your marketing material. So those are the two tests that you want to run all of your content through. Go back just as practice and, you know, the things that you have available to your clients right now, to your audience, you know, maybe it is a landing page or freebie or something. Go back and put it through those tests. Fourth grade test and OMG, you get me test. Again, if you want support and guidance in determining their words and how to include this in your marketing, that is included in Niche Confident. You can head to seanminer.com/niche to get it at the lowest investment it will ever be right now for a few weeks if you're listening to this when it airs. And really, please take the time to go back and do this work. Do that audit. It makes such a big difference, and it will help you get more paying clients quicker, easier, It's like, why wouldn't you do that? Kind of worth it, if you ask me. And if you have any questions or you want to give me any feedback on this episode or any episode of Unstuck Entrepreneur, be sure to head over to Sean Miner on Instagram and send me a message. Let me know what you think. Let me know if you have any questions. If you want any input or feedback on anything that you have out there in the world, happy to do that and just love chatting with you all. I appreciate all of your messages and all of your support. And until next time, take care. Hey friends, Sean here. And if you're a coach or practitioner who's looking to help more people make more money and have more free time, then I have a special invitation for you that you don't want to miss. Right now, I'm hosting a free masterclass that will walk you through the process of adding a signature program to your business. As many of you know, the Signature Program business model has been my primary way of doing business since 2017. And after 7 programs of my own created and helping dozens of other wellness pros create theirs, I'm now sharing my exact process with you for free in this 1-hour masterclass. Now you might be thinking, Sean, I'm just not ready to have my own program yet, or I don't have the time to build a program right now. Are you crazy? I totally get it. I get all of it, which is exactly why I created this training in the first place. I want you to see how possible this really is for you and how simple it can be when you have a tried and true proven system in place, no matter where you're at in your business today. So if you're like most coaches and practitioners who have a dream of creating a scalable offer in their business that helps the people they're meant to help without it being directly tied to your time and energy, then there's a seat with your name on it inside my Burnout Proof Your Business Masterclass. In just 1 hour, you're going to learn why adding a signature program will uncap your income potential forever and give you more time for your own life, health, family, and self-care. You'll learn exactly how my client sold out her first program, even with a small audience, because of this one super simple marketing hack that I am going to reveal. You'll learn the simplified, foolproof process that will take your knowledge and experience and turn it into your own program in just 6 weeks. And also how to implement an automated marketing system that will grow an engaged audience full of perfect match clients that can't wait to enroll in your program once it's ready, even if right now you're starting at zero. All you have to do is head to seanminer.com/burnoutproof and save your seat for this masterclass before it's gone. seanminer.com/burnoutproof. Can't wait to see you there. Hey friend, real quick before you go, don't forget to head over to my website and take the quiz to find out your solopreneur personality type. I've created a super fun, super informative 2-minute quiz that will show you which one of the 4 solopreneur personality types you fall into. Could it be the boss, the socialite, the visionary, or the supporter? Which one are you? Not only is it just fun to know more about yourself, especially as it relates to your business, but it's also really important information so you can be sure that you're building a business that works for you based on your energy, your personality, and your desires. Did you ever take those quizzes from the Cosmopolitan magazine back in the day? It's kind of like that, but with actual solid questions and real helpful tips and advice at the end. You can find the What's Your Solopreneur Personality Type quiz right on the homepage of my website at seanminer.com. Head there now to take the quiz, then let me know over on Instagram at UnstuckEntrepreneur what your type is. I'll see you over there.